So I thought we would take up, only because one of the points we left off at yesterday was about that the Gemara limits cases to clay su'udah. So the question is, how far does that idea of clay su'udah extend itself to? What does that include? So I just threw together some of prominent Rishonim and Achronim that differ on some interesting cases that do have practical application. Right? Okay. So what's the first case? What's the Isra at the Arach? What does he bring down? Should make Ellie read today. Should make you read, right? Zev, read. Yeah, so what's the case? So he quotes the Rav Yah, right? Why? So just stop for a second. The Lav Klei Suda who? What do you mean? What's your already saying? Lav Klei Suda. Why? What was your Havmina?
It's not part of this.
That it is.
Meaning you think it's not part of
this. Okay, good. Yes. Very good, Granik. Why? Okay, but let's get a little more precise. What? What would you say? Process.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's true here, but.
You know exactly what I mean.
Right. So I'm not. No, it's fine. It's fine. But so what's the idea? So what's the concept? It is a funny Havmina. Would you really? Does it make sense to think that it would include a shechita knife?
Well, are knives to cut the meat before it's cooked?
Yeah. Oh well, we'll get to that. We're gonna 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 get to that. That's gonna come up in a second.
Yes, the suda is dependent existence. How do we?
What about the suda? It's just this piece, this getting this animal to become kosher.
Well, yes, the suda. I mean, we only can have a kosher suda.
I think that's used for the food and the suda process.
Say, well, what?
I think that's used for the food and the suda process.
So anything that would be part of the meal. Any food that's part of the meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So any, yeah.
What?
What?
Okay. Good.
Any clean.
The process. So let's see how that works, okay? Take a look at the Prisha versus the Bach, 3 versus 4. Okay, Zeb, look at what does the Prisha say?
Misparayim.
Scissors. Okay.
So near
Lanias Daiti.
Lanias Daiti. The Rosa Lomar Misparayim.
Misparayim.
Misparayim. Shekundin Esa Yerak.
Yerak Bahen. Okay.
Filachi Lo Miyachshiv. Miikar Tikadim.
Tikkun Tzorchei Tzuda. So notice the modification now. Okay, we've got to be careful now. Because a suck in Shel Shechita, you can make the argument, you guys want to say, well, it's just simply part of the process of I guess, making the food ra'i for the Suda. But what's this then? And then we'll look at the Bach says. The Bach says, rather when it comes to Misparayim, she goes to Bo Yerek, right? Havilei Tzorchei Suda, right? So he says no. He says these are really part of the meal. They're Tzorchei Suda. So what's the difference?
Oh, but
yes, he's going to give you the shechita knife.
Didn't the Gemara objectify us?
No, the Gemara. We don't know. No.
We don't know.
No, the case of the Gemara is Misparayim Shel Tzemer. That's not for food. Those right. Those are non-food scissors. Okay. So what's this modification here? There's a subtle modification. In other words, he has to agree. I think he has to agree with Sakin Shel Shechita. Everyone agrees that a shechita knife would not be included, would not be required to tefillah, because that's not at all part of suda.
But here, well. You can't use a non-shechita knife for shechita, right, by definition, but you could use non-scissors for cutting vegetables. The fact that there's scissors, which are not normally a pseudo-cleat, right?
What does the scissors do to tefillah?
Well, it's machlokas. That's the right. Right, yeah.
This isn't a scar, it's just dead.
You're sick, so I can forgive you, yeah.
The shechita knife brings it from not food to food, because scissors cuts up already food.
Okay. Meaning you don't care so much about whether I can eat the vegetable right now. That's not the issue, right? As an example. Okay, good. That's definitely a clearly different. That's more than a step. I mean, clearly, shechita, what does shechita do? We know that halachically, shechita takes something that's for. Well, I wouldn't even say it that way. I would say, right, I would say it's you can't eat it, right? Halachically, right? Halachically, it's now kosher, right? So, but there's something different by these scissors that cut vegetables here. It's a little bit different. Because what's happening here? But what are you doing?
I don't know. You're improving the food.
You're improving it. Yeah. By what's a raya for that, by the way? Not from here, from Shabbos. What's a raya for that? I mentioned yesterday. What?
You're not you have to.
Very good. Come on. Tolchein. Very good. Very good. The whole question of tochen, of grinding on Shabbos, one of the issues that comes up is, what are you doing to the food? Are you improving it or not? For instance, the question of taking a vegetable and making thin slices out of it. So machlokas on the poskim, does that actually improve the food or not? Rav Moshe holds no. Just making. Can I slice thinly sliced vegetables on Shabbos?
Aren't you not allowed to cut periods on Shabbos?
No.
That din is totally in
the movie. Right. Also, by tochen is also a question of miyad, whatever. Okay, so what are the two sides then? What are the two sides now on the machlokas? Whether you can use, whether you have to tovel the misprayim or not. You're right. It's clear what the misprayim are doing is. It's interesting. They're not necessary for the meal. They're not necessary. But they're improving the food I'm about to have in the meal. So what should you require tefillah or not? What would you say? Well,
one side says that it's not used for the meaning what? It's not derech tefillah, right? Meaning you don't eat with it.
Right? Good. You don't eat with it. Okay.
It's kind of toast, a little bit like
forget, I don't care who it lines up with. Don't worry about that.
So you don't eat with it, therefore it's not consumed up.
Okay.
Whereas the other side would say if it's used for anything for the suda, then it's considered the suda.
Okay, let's get that more precise. That's good. I agree. That's good. Yeah.
I guess you could say that in a certain sense, the vegetables are already in the suda because they're already able to be eaten. Right?
Okay.
So they're already in the suda. Whereas the shrita, you're basically, the action you're doing is basically starting the suda.
Good. So what about the sense you don't have to do tefillah?
For what? For scissors?
Yeah.
So they would say that it's,
The suda is not relying.
Right, no. Oh,
that's usually a gesture.
Right. The suda isn't relying on what is edible, but is what you're going to eat. In the sense that the thing that you that actually ends up like in the eating of the suda is the only thing that the tefillah kelim applies to. That's what the other side would say. Because
that sounds a lot like result. But anyway, yeah. One thing.
All right.
Okay. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I'll put that in chapter 6 of your philosophy book.
We're presuming that the preparation of the food is just probably not really part of that. I mean, it's not...
Correct. Really yeah, it's tikkun for the suda. Right. Like you're making a salad, right? So a guy takes out like a...
So you can say there's two types of things. One is a kli that is used as part of the process of making ingredients into food that's right for achila.
Well, the suda. In other words, the food's right for achila. I can eat the vegetable. I'm just improving it. Like I'm cutting it to...
Right, it's like the suda...
Oh, forget shchita.
You say, any clue that's roy is a food making process, meaning getting from ingredient to food. That's called the tzarf suda. Right?
Okay.
This is just yours.
Why limit ingredient to food? Like, let's say I have like I have lettuce and I take the scissors out and I cut the lettuce into smaller pieces.
You would not be fine for that.
It's steps.
Okay.
No, but you can say that's really just any interaction with an ingredient per se.
It's like a nice.
I mean, it's not actually.
Any interaction with the food that's part of the meal.
And so they were doing it in the ocean.
I mean, that's part of the
meal. Well, any interaction with food.
Food interaction. I mean, it doesn't have to be part. The thing doesn't have to be acting in a fashion that's assisting the ritual.
Yes.
Just to go to the facts, your opinion that holding that Ms. Brian or Derek requires tefillah also.
In other words, the question is that instead of using halachic term shechita, make it very simple. Beforehand, before I kill the animal, what is it? An animal. What happens after I kill it becomes food, okay? But it's not edible food. Okay, so you would think by the fact that it has a shame ochal attached to it, even though I can't eat it right now, right? It's not edible.
Right. Do you see a shame ochal? That's already called.
Good, and yet I don't have to do tefillah.
Well, no, you would think that's...
Back. If you take one step back, then you understand what he's saying. One side's easy. The side that says you're chayav to do tefillah, I was going to say...
Does everybody agree?
Right, sasos is the food. That's it, period. These things are used with food. So what? Okay, but think about it. But what do you do when you're chopping up your vegetable, right? What are you doing when you're chopping up your vegetable? What do you have to do? What do you do after that? Right, and then you eat it. Meaning, there's a step. It's a step removed from the actual eating itself. You don't cut the vegetable up and eat the vegetable. What? No. Listen. What do you do with a fork?
Put in your mouth.
You take the food and put it in your mouth, right? What are you doing? What? Good question. We'll see if a knife is required.
What about a fork? What about a fork?
No, in other words, listen. In other words, when it comes to these types of things, right? When it comes to these types of, again, shalom mechshav me'ikr tikkun sarche tzuda, right? What does that mean? What does it mean that's not part of the, it's not part of the essence of making things for the meal? Okay.
It's not part of the chon of the food to make it ochel. It doesn't make it edible. It's already edible.
Right, so that's one thing for sure.
It's not part of shimush. It's not part of shimush in the actual suda itself.
And so far as achila is concerned.
Yeah.
In other words, okay, what does a pot do? when you boil things in a pot, you're taking a food and you're rendering it royal achila. That's what Bishl does. Okay. What? One second. What? One second. The other thing you do is use a fork to do a ma'isa achila. You have these types of kelim which are some are squashed in between. You can't tell me. We'll get. Hold on. Good question, my man. It's part of the ma'isa achila. I cut my food to make it. What do you call it? Right. The trivet. Great case. It's a funny thing too because what's the havamina here? The Gra wants to bring down that by a tripod or a trivet, what's going to happen? So when you serve food, let's say you serve soup, food spills over. And this is the key point. He says you see that the case are things that are bolea. Okay? He says, look at number six by the Orzura. He says by a tripod. He says you put a pot on top of it. You don't require tefillah. Why? Shane Osin Oso Besocho Tsarchetsuda. Okay? But what was your Havamina? Right? Of course, why would a tripod be that? But when it comes to a kisui, right? When it comes to the cover of a pot. When it comes to a pot cover.
Before that, the trivet.
The trivet, the Orzura has to tell you, and the Gra also tells you, you don't require tefillah for that. Why would you think you require tefillah for that? But when it comes to a kisui, right? Shemechasam emesayore, a pot cover, you have to do tefillah. Why? Because it's kiyora atzma. Right? Shaharei misainon levashal kiyora atzma. Ugukli echad damu. It's considered like one kli. So again, you have these little permutations here. So what would you say? Why would you think by... It's interesting. Because you want to say, the kisui? Oh, because you could argue that the kisui, it is physically a separate part of the pot. It's not actually the pot itself.
It's not doing anything official.
No, except for one thing, though. What does it not do? What does the kisui not do? Does it touch the food?
It touches the steam, though.
That's true, but that's not ochal. That's something else. That's different. You're right, but that's not ochal, though. Okay, so that's why... What? That's not ochal, though. Not ochal in tfilas kalim. And maybe ochal so far as Tom Iker's concerned. Not tfilas kalim. Right, so the kisui, that's a nice chiddush, because you would think since the kisui physically separate and never touches food, may I do tefillah on it? Kamashwan, that's a chiddush, is saying that it's really part of the kli. Okay? Now, why is it part of the kli, by the way? Not just functionally, by the way. It's not just functionally part of the kli. I think we relate to it that way.
Oh, yeah,
you relate to it. When my wife says to me, bring out the pot, and the pot has a cover that comes with it, I bring out the cover with it, meaning it's part of the pot. You relate to it that way. Okay? No, but think about it. What's it being used for? That's like the case like from the old westerns where they had like the tripod, the fires underneath it. You put the thing on top of it, right? So what's it being used for now?
So how is that only suited because it's without it, you wouldn't be able to.
No. Finish your thought. Without it, what?
Without it, you wouldn't be able to put your hot meat or your hot food on it.
Okay, so right. So the food's being cooked in the pot, and what's the purpose of the tripod now? What's it doing? Right. So therefore, it is. What?
It's final
causes. Right. So ultimately, it's part of the process of making this food edible. It's related to that process of making the food edible. And you need to be tovel it. Yeah. Where he's saying that's what he means by efficient cause. But ultimately, it's true. It's part of that process. It's related to making it edible.
Meaning that's the answer, isn't it?
Well, it's not considered clay suda. Why? Why is not considered? This is an interesting question. What about handles of kalim? Okay. What about handles of kalim? Okay, where the question comes up, im yesh lahem din hagala, right? She'ein srichin, hu adin gabe tvila, enim even, right? Ki hagala b'pleitas iser, talia milsa, utzvila b'chadashem, mali yados kalim, mali beis tashmisho. So what's he saying? That the handle, what's his end point? Let's say again. He wants to say utvila b'chadashim mali yados kalim mali. Right. In other words, we know the halacha by hagala is even though the area where there's no nesinas tam, I still do hagala on the whole kli. Was it utvilas kalim though? What? In other words, it's a good havmina. You would say the havmina is a practical idea. See, that's proving you why tefillah is not a. No, one second. It shows you why tefillah has nothing to do with kashrus. Because if it had to do with kashrus, what would you say? You would say only that which is no gea on food is chayv and tefillah, right? But then it's going to say no. Tefillah's kalim means the din in the actual kli. We can't differentiate between handles and blades. Yes, if it's part of the kli, chayv. The last case. Look at source 10. All right, mahai taima. Sarach lahatvil gamkin barzel shal barzel. Okay? Shh. Okay. The Issur Hatter brings down a case. He says, I also have to do tefillah on, like, let's say, a large metal basin that has wine in it, even though I don't drink from it. Okay? Okay? Why not? Why? Yes. Right? Yeah. What? I do tefillah. Right? But you would think you don't.
Why would you think you don't? Because you don't drink from it.
You don't drink? It's not involved in Maisa Achila Shasia. It has nothing to do with making it edible. So what do I have to tovel it for? You hold the tovel it. Yeah. All right. Look at this case. So let's say a Jew and a non-Jew. Okay. They purchase a kli b'shutfus. So he says ein sarach tefila. Okay. It does not require tefilas kelim. Deha bevadai ein yotze midei shum tuma. Right. It has not left the status of tuma. The tefila zu da adain shem v'shutfus saknani alav, because there's still the shame kani on the baz of the goy is still expressed. What is he talking about? Incorrect. I think it's not. Why am I allowed to use it? Because you have a funny situation here. It's not. I don't think it's this business of. I know it's so tempting to go with this business of complete bialis, incomplete. No. Shutfus means we have 50. There's you have an interesting situation here. He's still a baal and I'm a baal. We're both bialim of this kli. So now you get an interesting problem, because on the one hand, my bialis should mean that what I'm chayz to tefila. But is it a problem though? You know what the problem is? What? Right. Exactly. It's exactly that thing. It's exactly what it is. In fact, look, it says it right over here. I kid you not. It's no different than Tovel Sharis Biado. My notes. So what do you call it? So I think that's the point. The point is that since there's an impossibility to do tefillah, that's as much for me to use it.